Welcome to WFIU's Amplifier. I'm Annie Corrigan, joined as always by Michael Kapanis. In this show, we have the arduous task of trying to summarize the performance that take place in South Central Indiana, the indie rock, the punk, folk, bluegrass, hardcore rap scene. So we try to boil that down into about 10 minutes.
Yeah, kind of trying to get all of that and squeeze it into a little segment here for you.
Difficult to do, but we do our best.
Yeah, we do what we can.
So we're looking at the first part of May. So let's start off with a show that's happening on May 8th.
May 8th at the Bishop is an artist named David Vanderveld. He's kind of a little bit of a throwback to the sort of iconographic rock stars that we had in the 70s. He's got long hair and, you know, isn't afraid to play a guitar solo. You know, I think in indie rock these days, some of it gets a little more moody. Yeah, Vanderveld isn't afraid to just rock, you know, in the vein of Neil Young and T-Rex and just have a good time and, you know, put on a show.
All right. So what are we going to hear from them? Him.
Yeah, he usually has a band with him, and I'm not sure who he's bringing with him this time, but he always has a really good backing band. We're going to hear Nothing No from his first full length that he released a few years ago.
So that show's going to take place on a Sunday, May 8th, starts probably around 8 o'clock at the Bishop. So let's now go a show that's happening a couple days after that on May 14th. This is something that's happening at Max's Place. Max's Place moved recently, so it's now on the square. It's got this posh location. Downstairs is this pizza joint that's got really great pizza, and then a little stage in the corner. Have you been in there since?
I have been in there. They've got a nice little, like you said, a little stage in the corner, kind of a nice little back bar. Yeah, it's a good place.
And I've been excited, actually, about going to a show there. I've been wanting to. And I see this show. The Vivian Girls are going to be performing there. I'm really excited about this. So they're from Brooklyn. It's a trio of women. They've sort of gone through a bunch of drummers. So this is they're now on their third drummer because Allie Kohler left to play with the band Best Coast. She's replaced by Fiona Campbell. They're touring in support of their album Share the Joy. We're going to hear I Heard You Say from that album. It's sort of like surfer rock.
Yeah, it definitely has that element of sort of 60s, early punk rock. There's definitely been a big following lately for a lot of these kinds of bands. They've toured with bands in that sort of community, you know, lo-fi rock, punk rock.
The cool thing that I read about them is that they make their albums really quickly. They record them in like under a week. You're a musician. How crazy would that be to do?
Yeah, it's that's one of the great aspects of this kind of music is that they tend to do it, you know, live. There's with a lot of intensity. It's, you know, it's something that you can't capture when you're doing, you know, you sing the vocals for some song like 3 days after you recorded the instruments. You know, you're just not going to have that same connection as if you're doing it, you know, live and mostly everything at once, and you can do it quickly, and it really captures that rawness.
Raw is a very good way to put it. So let's listen to some music here by Vivian Girls. That show's taking place at Max's Place on Saturday, May 14th. That starts at 9 p.m. Tickets are $10. So one more show. Michael, you've got a show coming up on May 19th, a few days after that.
Yeah, May 19th is The Donkees with the Calumet Reel and Whippoorwill, who are both Bloomington bands. The Donkees are a really sort of honest and authentic band is what I really find that I've had the chance to meet the guys before. They've come through Bloomington. They're super nice guys. They're from San Diego, and they definitely have a bit of that sort of sunshine rock aspect to their music. Really good, fun. Three of the four members, they all take turns, you know, writing songs and taking the lead vocals. I think they really just have a great cohesion as friends. They're all comfortable enough to write songs, you know, on their own, together, bring in something. It really comes through in their music. I think that they're just a group of guys that are all really good friends, and they enjoy making music together.
That's great. Sometimes the best music comes from a group of friends.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's take a listen. What are we going to hear?
We're going to hear the first track on their new album that's just come out called Don't Know Who We Are.
Music there of the Donkees. They'll be performing in Bloomington at the Bishop on Thursday, May 19th. Probably starts around 9 o'clock. Tickets for that, you can probably check out online how much that costs.
Actually, I know.
Oh, perfect.
Tickets for that are only $5. So definitely.
So get to that show. Michael Kapanis is a musician. He's played all around the world with a variety of bands. He's also a classical singer. People yes. might not know that about you. You also work at our local record store, Landlocked Music, and you're an announcer here at WFIU.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got my hand in a lot of honeypots.
Love it. This is Amplifier. Thanks for listening.